You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Manchester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
We're looking at Isaiah chapter 54 today, verse number 1-4. Pastor Stuart kicked off this two-part opening up 2021 for us last week. The message was called Your Biggest Year Yet. And we're going to follow on this morning from verse number 1. Start there. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch the tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. We'll say it again. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen the stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. And your descendants, they're going to dispossess nations. And they're going to settle in desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace, for you will not be humiliated. You will even forget the shame of your youth, and you'll remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. This is incredible scripture, and we believe this is a scripture for Audacious Church this year. Pastor Stuart was saying last week, this is a scripture for you today. We can have this year our biggest year yet, but we also believe this is a word for us as a church. God speaks to me and he speaks to us. And today we want to say this 2021 is going to be our biggest year yet. If you believe that, come on, amen. I don't know where you last traveled to. The last place I went to abroad 12 months ago, pretty much now, was to Israel. Come on, I feel like that spiritual points. If Jesus was to come back and ask me where I last went, I'd be able to say, Jerusalem. But I don't know where you went, but 12 months ago, we were in Israel, in Jerusalem, and we were doing the Jesus trek. We were walking the footsteps of Jesus, and it's incredible to see how many steps Jesus got to every day. I mean, thousands and thousands of steps. Machine. And we were walking those steps as a group. There's a bunch of pastors and some great friends, people in this church. And Pastor Glenn was there. Kasia was there. And we were walking this Jesus trek. And a great friend of ours from overseas, Wayne, whenever we're with him, we revert to kind of like, you know, 15-year-old boys, and we're having fun and, you know, just having a laugh. And Wayne loves a good joke. And so we thought every night we'd get back exhausted to the hotel. We'd go straight to go and get food. And in Israel, the food's fresh. It's amazing. And it was all-you-can-eat buffet. And this buffet that we'd come to, I mean, they had seen how many plates Wayne was getting in every other hotel. And so we said to Wayne, Wayne, they're clamping down because they've seen how much you've been eating. And so in this place, they're saying it's only one plate per person. And so we were just seeing how much he was going to get on his plate, you know. And so he goes to the buffet, and then we think, Wayne's never going to believe just me and Glenn, because he knows we're jokers. And so we sent Kasia, because if Kasia says it, it's true. And so Kasia went to Wayne and said, Wayne, I don't know if you've heard, but in this hotel, they've clamped down. It's only one plate per person. This video is Wayne returning back to us with his plate. Watch the screen.
Nikki.
What?
Are you bonkers?
So for the record, we told Wayne there was only one visit to the buffet and he had to fill his plate up. Everybody else come back with small portions.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is your pastor, Pastor Glyn, laughing like a girl. And amazing. But Wayne comes back, his plate is absolutely rammed. I mean, he's been building chips like bricks around to build a solid wall just so he can get more food on the plate. There's cheese hanging on to the plate for dear life, saying, please let me stay on this plate. I mean, Wayne comes back, the whole hotel is looking at him, they're laughing at him, they're thinking, why has this guy got so much food on his plate? Wayne needed a bigger plate. The truth is, we can go through our life and go through a year like 2020 and think, wow, if I look back in hindsight, it just shows how much I had on my plate. And you can be tempted to even say words like, I've got too much on my plate. I just need to dial things back a bit. I need to take some stuff off because it looks ridiculous. Even other people have commented about my life. You seem so busy. You should slow down a bit. You should just take care of yourself for a bit. And you've approached 2021 like, maybe I should. Maybe I should just think a little bit more about myself. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to calm down. I'm just going to dial back. And yet we hear a word at the start of 2021 where God is speaking to us, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch the tent curtains wide. Don't hold back, audacious church. And we're like, oh man, my feelings say this and my capacity, my workload is saying do less, but God is almost encouraging me back to the buffet table to pick up some more, to go again, to believe again. And I want to say that today, this year, God is inviting you to the buffet table of faith. He's saying, come on, I've got more for you. I'm inviting you to come and take what I've prepared for you. Come and eat. Come and take as much as you want. But you know, we've still got 2020 in our head and there's so much disappointment and things went wrong. So we get to the table, we think, oh, maybe I'll just go with the saucer. You know, the saucer, it's like good for crisis management. If you get a cup of tea and you spill, at least something's there just to catch the leftovers. And you think, I'm just gonna just go through this year with saucer-like faith where it's just about keeping things together. If there's a spillage, I'm just going to manage the crisis. And yet God speaks to us, enlarge the place of your tent. You think, wow. Well, if I'd gone with that, then one item and it's gone. I've got too much on my plate. And so you just believe in faith. Maybe I'll go with the side plate. See, on the side plate, I can fit a bit more. In fact, if I think about a side plate, I could probably survive on this. I mean, it doesn't look a lot. I don't really need a lot. I can just go through 2020 with side plate faith and just hang on and survive and I've got enough. I mean, if I ration my faith over the year, you know, just have a crisp for January and a little bite of an apple in February, you know, I can ration this year out. I can just go steady, keep things together, survive and get through. And yet God says, enlarge the place of your tent. He's saying, come back to the buffet. I want you to eat. And then Pastor Stuart gets up and preaches this verse and is inspiring us to go again and believe for something beyond, even though it feels like we're a barren woman and our faith quotient is low. And yet he's saying, come on, let's believe. Let's participate with the promises of God. God is saying, I'm going to build my church. And the only thing for us to do is say yes to it. It's to step out in faith. And so we're inspired last Sunday and we think, well, this survival plate's not going to work. I'm going to have to go with, this is extra, I'm going for a dinner plate. I'm just going to go back to that buffet. And part of my response is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. I've got a wagon wheel. I mean, this is extreme. I'm going to enjoy myself this year. Thanks, Pastor Stuart. This is my biggest year yet. I'm going to eat. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to get satisfied. I'm going to achieve some dreams. I'm going to think big. I'm going to have big goals for me. Oh, man. I'm going to get to the end of the year and everybody's going to be so impressed. The incredible plate. I had dinner plate faith. Come on. And yet God says to us again, come on, enlarge the place of your tent. And so you're like, okay, all right, God, I'll go again. Week two of my biggest year. Yeah, I'll believe again. Let's get a few more things on the plate. But and before long, your plate's getting pretty full. And, you know, by November, December this year, you're thinking, I don't know if I'm enjoying this anymore. I'm just about holding things on the plate. Are you thinking, I just need to get to Christmas and then I'll start again. I can take some stuff off the plate, reevaluate, and I can, you know, be a bit more reasonable because this dinner plate and God just kept loading things up. And the problem is not that your portion is too big. The problem is your plate's been too small. You need a bigger plate. You need a bigger plate because God says, this is not just about you. This is not just about your fulfillment, about you tucking in and enjoying this year. This is not just about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. It's not just about you living a bigger life. God's saying, come back to the table. You saw that plate you thought is for someone else? That's your plate. It's called the serving platter. And I've got a serving platter for every single person in Audacious Church. And now, what was once a huge portion just looks so minute. I mean, you've got room to spare because you're like, God, I'm going to take the serving platter of faith this year. So come on, God. I want more of what you've got. Just keep piling it on. God, I'm believing for more in my finances. I'm believing for a job. I'm believing for other people. I'm believing for my neighbors to be blessed simply because I live on the street. I'm believing for my school to, I'm just believing big. And the great thing about a serving platter is what do you do with it? You start to give to others. Because the platter's not about you. This is not just about your fulfillment. And before long, you realize I've got space on my plate. And so you keep going back to the buffet of God, saying, God, I've got serving platter faith. See, the problem was not the portion was too much for you to handle. The problem was you were just carrying the wrong plate. And God's portion, when you come to his table, Luke 6 verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. God always does over the top portions. God always does big and beyond all that you could think, ask him, or even imagine. See, God will say, once you've got your portion and you think that plate's full, well, I'm going to push it down. I'm going to shake it together. I'm going to cause it to run over. Because when you bring your capacity, it's about blessing every person you come into contact with. It's incredible what God does when we bring the serving platter of faith. God's got a bigger plate for you yet. You need a bigger plate. Can you imagine if you went through this year thinking, this is not just my biggest year yet. This is our biggest year yet. Oh, you're gifted. You're talented. You can do incredible things. But imagine what you can do when you pull your gifting, when you pull your talent, when you pull your resource, when God has gifted us a vehicle, the local church, and for us, Audacious Church, look around the room at all these gifted, talented people, the people on comments online. There's hundreds, thousands of people that call Audacious Church their home. Can you imagine what we could do together? Because this is not just your biggest year yet. This is our biggest year yet. Come on, if you believe it. Come on, let's say amen to what God wants to do. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we meet a widow. And the widow is in debt and she's racked up debt. Her husband recently passed away and she was carrying the debt that they had been racking up and she doesn't know what to do. She's got no solution. And then the man of God, Elisha, the prophet, walks past And he says, how can I help you? She's like, to be honest, I don't really know if you can. I'm just up to my eyeballs in debt. I don't know where to start. I don't have a plan. I've not got a solution. And Elisha says to her, what do you have? You see, any miracle this year is going to start not with what you hope for, not with what you wish for, not with what somebody else has got, but what you have in your hand. Moses, all he needed was a stick, and God parted the waves. And this woman, all she needed was a little bit of oil. And you watch what God is about to do. I wonder what you have in your hand today that you can say, God, maybe this is part of the solution. Elisha says, okay, next step. Now you know what you've got in your hand. I want you to go and collect as many pots, as many jars, as many platters as you can get. Bring them back to me. Now the Bible does not say how many jars, jugs, pots, and platters this woman brought. It starts with the instruction and gives us the solution. So we can fill in the middle this way and just ask the question, if she had brought a saucer back to Elisha, what would have been filled with the oil? A saucer. If the woman had brought a side plate of faith, what would have been filled by Elisha the prophet, by God? A side plate. She didn't bring a dinner plate because she thought, this is not just about me and paying my debts. I'm here for way bigger, beyond way more than this. The Bible says she brought the pots, and as she began to pour the oil, as many pots as she had collected, every single one of them was filled, which tells us the miracle that God wants to pour out in our life is now less about the quantity that God has and more about the capacity that we give to Him. See, what God wants to do in your life is now not according to His capacity, it's according to your capacity. So we take last week and say, right, I'm going to grow, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to develop, I'm going to speak to others, I'm going to be part of something bigger than myself. And this week, I'm encouraging you, don't just live for yourself, be part of the local church. Together, we can do incredible things if we all contribute and we say, we're not just going to have my biggest year yet, we're going to have our biggest year yet. It's according to our capacity. In November, we talked about our vision for 2021 as a church. We said, wouldn't it be amazing if 2021 we could help the vulnerable? We could help more people than we've ever helped before. We could just dial up our help to the vulnerable way beyond we've seen, and we've already done incredible things. We've seen tens of thousands of people being fed, even in the last few months during this COVID season. We've seen great doors open to help the city and help the nation. And yet God stirred our hearts to help more, to help others. And so now we can actually house the homeless. We're believing, God, that this year we can welcome refugees into our nation. We believe that we can teach more people English than we've ever taught before. We believe that God is encouraging us to enlarge the place of our tent, to stretch wide, to lengthen our cords, to believe for even more impact in our city, even more impact wherever we go. God's called us to be the difference. But in many ways, that's just a prophetic statement. God has stirred our hearts to expand our reach into other cities. And so we're going to believe that God is going to cause us to start Audacious Church in Sheffield and in Cardiff, to have a vibrant online campus of people reaching in all around the world. We're believing that we're going to build our home here in Manchester. We're going to build a cathedral. There's a statement, not for the people in the walls, but for the millions outside the walls that see that God is doing something incredible in this city. That as Manchester's skyline has gone up, God's not surrendered the skyline, and God is not causing the church of God to hold back where the rest of the city moves forward. No, in fact, the opposite is true. God is calling us, every one of us, to stretch, to lengthen, to believe in faith, to get the platter of faith. This church, this is our platter of faith. We bring this to God. We say, God, this is what we bring. With a gift, that with what we bring, we believe you can give. And you're going to do pressed down, shaken together, running all over. I mean, the brochure's good. But if God could tell us right now what the end of 2021 looks like, it would blow our minds. The things that happened that we weren't even expecting. The things that he did in us that we never could have foreseen. The people he's connected us with. The people's lives we've impacted. The reach of your influence. God is ready at the buffet table and is asking what plate you're going to bring. Don't just live for yourself this year. Let's all of us connect together, believe God to do something great. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible describes the house of God, the church, as a body. Every single part is significant and important, and I want you to know, on whatever seat you sat on right now, you are important in this house. Your contribution is not only valued, but it's necessary. It's needed. For Audacious Church to be the church that we all see, we need every person to play their part, to pull their gift, their talent, their resource, and see what we can do when we put everything that we are and everything that we have, and we put it in God's hands. God says, wow, this smells incredible. I'm going to cook up an incredible feast in this generation. We see in the Old Testament, David's mighty men. And I love the words it says, these are the names. I wonder what the names of 2021 are. I believe your name is written on 2021. I believe that God has invited you to the buffet table. He's saying, don't bring me that saucer. You can put that side plate down. This year is not about your survival. This year is not even about your personal contentment. This is not about your comfort, because I want to do something this year that is about you pouring out your life on behalf of desolate cities. Descendants are waiting for you to stand up, to rise up in faith, to believe we're going to enlarge the place of our tent. We're going to lengthen our cords. We're going to strengthen our stakes. We're going to believe that God is going to pour in and he's going to push it down. He's going to shake it together. He's going to push it down again. He's going to cause it to run over into every street, every family member, every workplace, every city of this nation. He's waiting for us. I wonder what we'll do. I wonder what we'll do. Come on, every person, if you're in the room, stand to your feet, watching online, wherever you are, stand to your feet. We're going to believe right now as we pray. I want you to think about your contribution to your house, your spiritual home, the house of God. Together, if everybody brings their gift, brings their talent, brings their contribution, it's amazing what God can do through us together as a church. But out of the overflow of that, you watch what God does for you. Proverbs tells us, as you refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. The way to refreshing is not to hold back. The way to refreshing is to give everything. Come on, Audacious Church, we're all in. Let's pray. God, we just thank you for your word to us, to enlarge, to stretch, to move forward, to grow together, to commit ourselves, not just to the me, but to the us. We don't just commit to our house, but we commit to the house of God. We thank you for this house you've planted us in, Audacious Church. We thank you out of planting, we will be fruitful. And so we pray this year, we would see incredible things happen as each one of us plays our part. However small we may feel, However insignificant we may feel our part to play, no part's insignificant. No person is not valued. Every person's contribution is important to God and is going to make an incredible difference to generations to come and to desolate cities, to a nation. In Jesus' name, everybody said.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online, every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.